You're listening to Free Radio Skybird, community radio for shortwave listeners. This is DJ Frederick Moe. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird on channel 292, 6070 kilohertz shortwave.
Thank you.
This is DJ Frederick Moe. You're tuned to Free Radio Skybird. Free Radio Skybird is community radio for shortwave listeners coming to you from the hills of New Hampshire via channel 292-6070 kilohertz shortwave. On Free Radio Skybird, you will hear 7-inch, 10-inch, and 12-inch vinyl records, cassettes, and compact discs with a variety of music, from dusty grooves to brand new tunes. The Free Radio Skybird playlist includes library music, folk, jazz, easy listening, classic pop, and independent music. Today's program started out with a group called, what are they called? Circles Around the Sun from their CD Interludes for the Dead. We heard Casey's Bones. We'll be right back.
No matter what mood you're in, this one will get you moving. You're on The Soundbeat. In the Mood has come to be one of the Glenn Miller Orchestra's most popular and enduring hits. In July of 1940, Billboard published its first ever music popularity charts. The orchestra was responsible for three of the top 10, and this one hit number one, topping the charts for 13 weeks. All in all, the orchestra had over 70, that's 7-0, top 10 hits in just a 3.5-year period. In 1940 alone, they had 31. The tune has become synonymous with the big band era. The Grammy Hall of Fame inducted this recording, and the Beatles used a few bars at the end of their 1967 hit, All You Need Is Love. Want proof? We've got it at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Barry.
And this is DJ Frederick Moe here on Free Radio Skybird, broadcasting on 6070 kilohertz shortwave. And it's time to visit the Skybird mailbag. I have some reception reports to share with you. This one is from Mr. Hirokazu Mitsumoto from Japan, and he says, "To Free Radio Skybird, it is with great pleasure that I write to tell you of my recent reception of your broadcast. Reception date, Sunday, May 22nd, 2016. And Mr. Mitsumoto says, "It was difficult for shortwave listeners in East Asia to receive your station on this occasion. Concerning the music played, it was difficult for me to distinguish either from your station or from Radio Vatican due to interference. Therefore, I stopped listening at 2046 UTC. Although I was not able to receive your broadcast directly, I hope that you will issue your station's QSL card to me. The decline of shortwave broadcast is rumored for a long time. However, I think your enthusiasm, such as carrying out the shortwave broadcast, has given great pleasure to shortwave listeners around the world. Anyway, I think you should change the hours of your broadcasting to avoid interference." And indeed, thank you very much. Indeed, I will change our broadcast times. Very good to know that we experienced interference from the Radio Vatican. So I'm not going to do that again. I will not be broadcasting at 2000 UTC. I'll be broadcasting Free Radio Skybird earlier in the day. So please stay tuned. And that was much appreciated feedback. Also in the Free Radio Skybird mailbag, I have a letter from Vashik Koranek from Florida Hills in South Africa. And he says, "Dear friends, I take the liberty of writing to you as I had the pleasure of hearing your station recently. Below is a reception report on your broadcast, and I hope that you will find it of some interest, if not use. Of course, I have not heard your transmission here in South Africa, but rather during my recent stay in Prague, the Czech Republic. Your program was relayed by Channel 292 in Germany. Thank you for making my stay there even more enjoyable. The program concept is excellent, and the music you play is great. Obviously, you have a fantastic musical taste, for example, the same as me." And Mr. Koranek continues by saying, "I am a radio enthusiast interested in broadcast stations from all over the world, and shortwave, medium wave, and FM. My interests other than radio include all types of music, traveling, geography, literature, and current affairs." Well, thank you, Mr. Koranek from Florida Hills, South Africa. I much appreciate your reception report, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the music here on Free Radio Skybird. Now, if you would like a QSL, please send a detailed reception report to DJ Frederick Moe, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America. Again, you can write to Free Radio Skybird, care of Frederick Moe, 36 West Main Street, Warner, that's WARNER, New Hampshire, abbreviated NH, postal code 03278, United States of America. A $2 U.S. cash donation to cover postage would be much appreciated, and I will be happy to send you a QSL card or letter, along with other information about Free Radio Skybird. Thank you. Martin Denny with a cover version of the Strawberry Alarm Clock's Incense and Peppermints. Before that, we heard Vesa Matilori with his cover version of Herbie Mann's Turkish Coffee. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird. And I want to say hello to my friends at Channel 292 and thank you deeply for broadcasting this program and all that you do for the shortwave listening community. QSLs are available for a $2 U.S. cash donation to cover postage. Please send as detailed a reception report as possible to Free Radio Skybird, care of DJ Frederick Moe, that's M-O-E, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. Again, that's 36 West Main Street, Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R, New Hampshire, abbreviated NH, 03278, the United States of America. Well, this is DJ Frederick Moe saying thank you for listening to Free Radio Skybird on 6070 kHz, community radio for shortwave listening.